Hope it's on. Yeah. So hello, I'm František. I'm product owner for the couple of projects we'll be mentioning later on. And I'm joined by Christian from the TMT team. And we'll be describing or discussing how we are trying to polish the way from code from the user down to the real people. So yeah. So flow of code, that's the first topic. Then we would describe the packaging and testing experience projects we work on. Then the term of shift lefting and how we can, you can test, share the tests and how you can collaborate. So that's the plan. This is the space we are working on or around. We are used to Fedora and CentOS team, but it works for other distributions in a similar way. So usually the upstream, the development happens on GitHub, GitLab, or any other instances. And there are plenty of ways how people test. There are GitHub actions, GitHub applications, GitLab runners, and a lot of stuff. On the Fedora field, there is GitForge. There are actually currently, there is a move from Peugeot, however it's pronounced, to Forgeo. You can, but not need to open a pull request to get your code there. And there are generic checks, and also you can define your own. There is also a possibility to run tests inside RPM build. There are also post-build tests, and there are also compose tests. And to make it more messy, on the CentOS team, it's different as well. So we have GitLab, and here everything supposed to happen before the merge request is merged. You can also have like a separate test and RPM build tests. And yeah, there are compose tests, but run completely differently than the previous one. Yeah, and also when we are moving down the stream, we are no longer speaking about the projects, but packages. We don't no longer speak about developers, but about maintainers. So yeah, a lot of names. So we have a group of related projects that recently got closer together under one umbrella. And also I'm currently like overviewing these projects. So and we call them packaging and testing experience. So the projects are related to like packaging, testing, and also ideally this like workflow pipeline on top of that. So this is the mess, and this is the world how we are trying to treat this. So yeah, we are all over the place in some way integrated between various fields. So we'll try to decouple that a bit. So one thing we are trying to do is to unify this. So as I mentioned, there are a lot of differences between all these steps. We are trying to hide this from the user, ideally. Second thing, what we are trying to do is to make it more like a user-centric, so it's like a workflow from the user perspective, and also ideally chain the manual task as much as possible, so it's like a, this chain, and also ideally to not as a, act as a, like 10 random projects, but ideally one unified interface, etc. Plenty of work still to do, but we are trying. Okay, so first, now I'll circle through the projects that are related to that, just so you know. First one is Coper. It's an RPM build system and project management, and it allows anyone to provide in an easy way RPM YAML repository. So if you know PPA repositories from Ubuntu world, that's the similar thing. Unlike with the Koji or Brew, this is like can be used for anyone to provide repositories. Next one is Log Detective. Log Detective as a project has actually like a couple of pieces together, and the basic goal is like a RPM log analysis. So you have a RPM, your RPM build failed, and you have a huge log, and you want to get something meaningful from top of it. Yeah, there are a lot of experienced people, but there are also a lot of people that treat it as like, oh, well, where is the thing that I should look, and also what should I do? So there is a way how to put a log to that service, and it will run it through an AI analysis, and so hopefully it will try to help you with that. Second piece is on the previous slide. The second piece is that we are actually collecting the like human defined data. So you, we are also collecting that you can provide your URL that you know with the log you know. Click on the snippets, so mark the relevant bits, and then describe them. So we are currently collecting this database, so and providing the model out of it, so we can have a, like better input for this. And the last bit is actually that running this as a service for you. So for CentOS Stream Merge Request, if there is an RPM build failure, you get this comment that tries to like describe the problem for you. And the team is currently working on getting this to Fedora, so closer to upstream. So that's actually the place where more problems are happening. Hopefully we can get far to the upstream. Third point is Packet, which is an integrator or GitForge integration that tries to glue various pieces together. It can act as a CI, either for upstream and in a month also for Fedora disk git packages, but also it acts as a release automation. So if there is an upstream release, you can get automatic releases to Fedora and CentOS Stream, and with Fedora also I mentioned this like gluing together and making chaining the activities. So if there is a disk git pull request merged, you have automatic Koji build, then automatic body update when the Koji build succeeds. As a CI, we are combining other two. So we have a GitHub application and GitLab integration via webhooks. And with that, you can have RPM builds either via Copper or Koji. And then you can run testing farm tests, more about that later, either directly or using that VM with the artifacts you have installed. There is also pilot for the image builder integration. There we talk about that in the next hour or so. And also static analysis is available, and we are working on the log detective part. And I'll pass my word to Christian.
Okay, so another topic of here is the TMT. It's a way to like just manage all of your tests and your test environments. And the goal of it is to like make all of the tests that run in the CI also be able to be, run locally. So you can define like all of the tests that you want to pass and also where do you want to run them, like in a distro, in a container, what package to install, and so on. And the main one of the other main goals is to like share and reuse all of these kinds of test definitions or share it like from upstream to downstream or like all across like other packages to run as well. And the last part over here is testing farm. Basically just run TMT test inside the cloud. Well, there's also like reading the TMT and like providing any kind of hardware that we need, like a GPU or whatever. And it also gives you like a more readable way of displaying the tests and how they failed.
Yeah, and now we'll take a look at the term of shifting left. So what we mean by that this is the flow of code going down the stream, and we are trying to move as much testing and validation back to the left. So it's happening right when the development is there. And it's not only like a move as a MV command, but it's ideally like putting it to the left, to upstream, but also verify on each step, because there can, like, people, there can be contributors and contributions happening all over the place, like on various of these steps, so we can't rely only on the upstream. And also, like, the environment can change slightly between these, but also, like, time happens, so, yeah, slight different also before something gets from upstream to Fedora, for example. So what I mean by that, on the left, that's the like usual workflow, that there is a pull request or a merge request happening in upstream. This gets merged, hopefully released, and in some time it gets to Fedora, and in some time also it gets to CentOS Stream. And if the user or the maintainer of the packages in Fedora and CentOS Stream realize any issue, they need to go back to the upstream, file an issue, or directly send a pull request. Then there is a new PR that needs to be opened, and the circle goes back. Then it gets to finally to upstream release, Fedora, CentOS stream. It takes a lot of time. So what we are trying to promote is that let's get the feedback directly to the PR, so we are just making the circle much, much, much quicker. There are two parts of that. One is the like verification, so running, for example, build directly for upstream changes and providing the environment for that. But also, ideally, as Christian mentioned, via TMT, you can also provide the tests and use them in upstream. And ideally, with testing farm, we are also providing the test infrastructure. So it's not like, hey, upstream, give this testing, but also like trying to help them. All that seems very nice, and we thought that like everyone will be happy about that. Like we'll be like upstream and downstream will be closer together, and yeah. But we've had a lot of complaints from both of the sides because not everyone is happy about that. So yeah, there is like people from upstream complaining about that it's getting more work. They don't understand the distributions and don't want any file in my Git. From the other perspective, from the maintainers, we are getting like, we are the awesome maintainers and don't want to care about the Vir upstream. We are those that understand the RPM stuff and too many upstreams to handle, and we actually don't trust even sometimes them. So let's take a look at them one by one. So more work for us. It's actually not so true, because the issue, if you see the errors, will happen, or you will get it nevertheless. But with the shifting left perspective, you see just right when the development is happening. So when there is a new change, you see that there is a problem with it. You can fix it, no context switching. You just have it directly there. Also, we can help with the infrastructure, so it's not so tough for you. Second complaint is that people don't understand it, and that's correct. And ideally, there should be a relation between upstream developers and downstream maintainers, trying to help each other in some collaboration. And also, with a few projects, we realized that there is a way how to, like, include downstream maintainer to a certain situation when the help is needed. So for example, automatically if there's an RPM build that failed, we can just create automatically a command that these people that are from downstream, please take a look at that, so they are notified only when something relevant is happening. There are projects that don't like any distro specific file, anything, maybe some tests. So we provide a couple of things that can help here. We are kind of flexible, and we're trying to be kind of flexible, so we can reference, for example, tests. We have also way how to like load a lot of stuff downstream, for example, spec files. But there are upstream that don't like downstreams. Yeah, understandable. So we have also pool of workflows, for example, for the release automation. We also have a way how to avoid this, and we just pull the stuff from upstream, trying to glue it, but yeah, we don't have the access to that. From the other point of view, if you don't trust the upstream and you are a maintainer, you are just providing a list of patches and trying to maintain it, and you are just long-term giving a lot of work for yourself, so ideally you are just losing time and trying to maintain something on top of upstream, and lot of work for you. Same if you don't do the real stuff, you're actually doing the same thing. You are just doing it elsewhere. So ideally, you are helping to fix these problems right on upstream part. And if there are too many upstreams, I've mentioned it already, the ideal case is if the upstream developers and downstream maintainers are somehow in contact or trying to help each other, communicating, I think there is a benefit for both sides. So, and long term, maybe the upstream developer will start understanding the basics, so can actually start maintaining the downstream stuff. So hopefully long term, it's definitely worth it.
So let's look at this kind of shifting left in practice with how we do some test sharing. So there are two ways of sharing the test. One of them is like sharing between upstream and downstream. So over here, you just care about like do the installation, don't care about like how the stuff gets there, packet or whatever other CI will take care of that. And it's kind of nice because like it can bypass some of the limitations that other distro has. For example, in Fedora, you cannot run tests that require internet. Over here, you can. And it keeps things a bit cleaner because you can also use some files from the upstream Git repositories and the sources and so on. Another way that the tests are shared is like across different packages. Simplest thing is just run the same test for all the packages, RPM inspect, installability, and so on. Another one that some people have used is like some kind of reverse dependency test. Let's say like one project has a build failure, one project has like some test defined, and then another project depends on the other one. Then you can just run backwards like the test from other projects and see if any of your changes like affect the other ones. We can take an example with a concrete project, like scikit-build-core. It's like one project that has adopted this kind of workflow. And all of the definitions of the tests are inside the upstream repo. And you can just see like just like some simple testers that Python import and see how it goes. They've also implemented some tests that are run only in upstream. So for example, like their PyTest. And this is useful for checking that it works with different GCC that is currently in rawhide and will not appear and will catch some errors much quicker. And with testing farm and packet, all of those tests are run inside the GitHub Actions and you get like some nice results. Yes, smoke test, there is a version, sure. And they also have like all of the tests from the upstream, does the, all of the PyTest and so on. On the downstream side, same story. You also have like a Fedora CI or packet or whatever running all of these tests. And then you can check the same kind of interface. You get testing farm showing all of the downstream tests that were defined in upstream are run over here with a bit of different context. And we also get like all of the tests that are running for all the packages. This is the installability one, and so on. Now, how can you get involved? Like, we really like to, for other distros to also like get this kind of like workflow of like shifting left and like contributing more towards upstream, so that we as Fedora can also benefit and maybe also you. So. What you can do is like just like try to contribute more to upstream and maybe also like have this kind of TMT test. So in principle, this should work for all distributions. If it doesn't work, please come to us and like let's try to make it work. The files are like relatively simple. We'll probably have like some better documentation later on of like the minimal setup, but it's basically just defining what package you want to install. And then the tests over here, like at the hello world and so on. And you can also run them locally. So just do the command like tmt run, and it will do the same thing on your local machine. And try to like find out like what is the basic kind of functionality the package does. So maybe just a hello version over there or whatever. And that would help like unify all of the tests between distributions as well and share them all across us. And you can also like think of like what kind of like limitations you have in the CI of like GitHub not having many runners or so on. TMT and testing farm, you can have like multiple machines that can run tests, and like you can have a server and a client and you can do some curl operations and so on. Other ways you can get involved is like contribute to like some of the shared tests. Like in Fedora CI, we have this kind of shared RPM inspect test, installabilities, and so on. Sometimes they fail, yes, and we could get like some more people like looking into them and like see how we can contribute. For us, you can find us like at the Fedora CI, the Fedora CI metrics room, and that's about it. Yeah, also in the packet, you can also find all of us. Yeah. So.
Yeah, so the question was that with huge amount of testing and maybe increasing that how to understand the output. Yeah, that's a tough one, definitely. Like one is the representation. Yeah, the testing farm visualization needs some love, and we are discussing that, so like the formal. And the second thing is that it would be nice to also get it to the right place, so maybe like in good time you get this, but yeah, AI can definitely might help us, similar as the log detective. There are some initiatives like doing a very similar thing from that, and Christian might have more ideas.
Like from the TMT side, I think there is one way you can kind of improve this is to manage your tests, so not having for example, for the PyTest, don't run all of the PyTests at one. Like, just run individual tests and like have more concrete what has failed. Then you can try running it locally and then with only that test and see exactly what is the minimum environment to reproduce or so on. There's another thing you could do is like TMT has this kind of login operation. So you did the TMT run and then login. And whenever it failed, it gives you a shell script, a shell environment, and then you can try debugging inside there.
Yeah, maybe to add to that, TMT has this like higher concept. It's a different thing than, for example, PyTest and these frameworks. It's like a more high level where you can document also the group of tests, these plans. But the second thing, TMT also allows to report the test somewhere. The issue is that we have so many reporting places and not everyone uses that, so that's maybe what I would like to look at, to maybe get rid of all the duplication also on the reporting side, because there are so many places where you can put this. If anyone has a good idea, better idea, please reach out, we'll be happy to improve your RSB check.
One last question?
Or any complaints?
Rather not.
If not, thank you very much. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.